everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you're facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. Today, Jeff will continue the truths about real estate. Truth number 5. Spend less time making it about you. We will learn from Jeff why you should spend less time making it about you and more time making it about your people. Now let's hear from Jeff Glover.
Hey everybody, welcome back for another session of the Truths of Real Estate Today, where today we're talking about a fun one: spend less time making it all about you and more time making it all about your people. So we'll just wait a few moments while people are jumping on, and of course I know you end up getting on late, then that's okay. We can always go back and watch this. First things first, before I jump into my material for today, you can see I'm in a different spot. That is because we have our fancy map of Florida behind me. I know you guys like my penmanship there, and Georgia and Alabama, and yep, that's Tennessee right at the top. So I'm sure it's not drawn to scale, but anyways, that's where we will be having multiple sessions this fall. We are putting the finishing touches on the fall tour, so that will be out soon. Just waiting on a few of those to get finalized, and we will have that announced for you. Speaking of announcements, we put out over the weekend the information for our upcoming Live Unreal Summit. For those of you that aren't familiar, the Live Unreal Summit is our winter event. In the past couple years, we've done the main event in winter in Michigan. We're not doing that again. So it will be in Florida moving forward in January. And so we put out the information on that. You can go to Glover U to find that. Go to liveunrealsummit.com. We've got an awesome topic this time around. Our theme for this year, because we always have to pick a theme, our theme for this year is maximizing the value of your database. Also, something else that we'll be doing, basically from November 15th to December 15th. By the way, if you're not in our Glover U Inner Circle, I would suggest you join, because I put a lot of things in there where I ask questions. One of the questions I asked was, would you guys like me to do a four-week business planning series? And so overwhelmingly, the response was yes. So I've decided I'm going to do that absolutely free for anyone that is joining us. The catch, you have to join, you have to be in the Glover U Inner Circle. Totally free to get in there, so it's not really a catch, I guess, right? So you have to join the Glover U Inner Circle to be in that, because that's where I'll be doing these sessions live in the Glover U Inner Circle, and that will be business planning sessions. Those will start mid-November. I'm going to do four in a row, so basically I'm going to cover from start to finish what an agent's business plan needs to have in 2020. Now, for those of you that are saying, well, I've already put a business plan together last year, or I've done business planning, your business plan should not be the same format year after year. Every year, your format on your plan should be differently. And the reason for that is because a couple things. Number one, your business changes, but number two, the market changes. And so every year, you need to have a different type of business plan, a different format. And I update ours every year, and I've updated it again. And I will be covering that because you guys requested it. November 15th to about December 15th, I'm going to do four sessions in a row, but you have to be in the inner circle to take part. So how do you join Glover U Inner Circle? You just search Glover U Inner Circle, click join. It's going to ask you some questions, and boom, you're in. And then you'll take part of that. Okay, so you're here. Let me jump into the material. I have written down the truth of real estate today, what we're covering today. Spend less time making it all about you and more time making it about your people. Spend less time making it all about you and more time making it all about your people, which I get it. In this industry, it's a very ego-based, recognition-based industry. And so it's very easy for you to make things about you. Maybe you don't even realize that you do it, but it appears to the consumers, it appears to your agents, it appears to people that are considering working with you or for you. It appears as if you're making it all about you. And the mistake that people are making is you're actually pushing people away when you make it all about you versus attracting people towards you. So the reason why this topic is important is because, again, we're in an industry where it's allowed. We're in an industry where people can walk around and beat their chests and, you know, talk about all these awards and accolades and everything that they're winning on a regular basis, and nobody is even questioning it. Nobody's even doing the research to see if it's accurate. I mean, let's be honest. you can find some way to be number one at something, right? For those of you that have been to events, you hear me say all the time, okay, you can figure out a way to be number one. You can be number one at coming into the office. You can be number one at drinking all the coffee. You're going to figure out a way to be number one in this industry. And the reality is there's not a lot of checks and balances in this industry. Spend less time making about you, more time making it all about your people. I wrote down, there's three needs of people, right? The average human being has three needs, all right? And you want to write these down. First need is security, also known as safety. Okay, that is a human need that we need to survive, that we need to feel, that we need to experience. Security and safety. The second need is money. All right. Now this could be a little bit different than safety. We sometimes tend to link security and money in one. No, I when I say security, I mean just general safety, roof over your head, protected. You're not living among wildlife, like your general security and safety. The second motivator of people is money. Okay, there's quite a few people out there that are motivated by hitting a certain goal, hitting a certain dollar amount, hitting a certain money motivated number. The third and the most important is recognition. Believe it or not, we are in an industry where recognition, if for most people, not everyone, most people is more important recognition than the security or money that comes along with it, right? So we have security, also safety, we have money, and we have recognition. Those are the three common motivators of people today. So what I would say to a brokerage, or what I would say to an agent leading the team, is how often are you taking those three into consideration? How often are you taking safety and security? How often are you taking money? And most importantly, how often are you taking recognition into consideration? Since we know, by the way, of the three, for most people, recognition, agree with it or not, believe it or not, is the number one motivator of people, recognition. People would rather have recognition from their friends and family on Facebook than money in the bank. I don't understand why that is, but it just is, okay? Now, that's not everyone, but that's the reality of what we're seeing today. So how often, since we know that's a motivator, whether we agree with it or not, how often are we recognizing our people? Are we doing it daily? Are we doing it weekly? Are we doing it monthly? Are you holding contests? Are you giving out, you know, Agent of the Month awards? Are you publishing them in your intercompany magazine? Are you putting them on your Facebook page and the successes that they're having? How often are you recognizing your people? I wrote down, it doesn't need to just be monthly or annually. It should also be daily and weekly. Daily and weekly, you can find small ways to recognize people, because above all, recognition is the number one motivator. So how often are you recognizing? Even if it's just a small thing, sometimes it's a small activity that didn't even lead to a result, but because it was a successful activity, it makes sense to do that recognition piece. So instead of thinking in terms of monthly or annual recognition, I want you to think in terms of what can we do on a weekly basis? What can we do, you know, motivating Mondays, and here's the top three agents last week, right? What can you do more frequently to provide a higher level of recognition daily and weekly? Don't just think in terms of monthly and annually like most real estate brokerages do, okay? I also wrote down next, my question I asked is, how often do you recognize your people? The next thing I wrote down is, get rid of my and I. Get rid of my and I and use we and us. Get rid of my and I and use we and us instead when you're talking in front of your people, about your people, publicly, Facebook, I don't care where it is, okay? Nobody likes to feel like they're owned by somebody. So if you'll notice, very rare, it would be extreme that you could find any content where I'm saying my team. I don't own them. They're not mine, all right? My buyer's agent. Stop saying mine, my. I, get rid of that, okay? Nobody wants to be owned by somebody. Instead of say, us, our team, together we are accomplishing, right? Get rid of my and I and them and use we and us. Nobody wants to feel like they're owned by somebody, all right? I wrote down next on spending less time making it about you and more time making it about your people. If your people are learning, growing, making money, and having fun, they'll never leave. All right. If your people are learning, growing, making money, and having fun, they will never leave. That's actually an old one that I learned from Mike Ferry. In fact, I don't think he said having fun. We added that one in. Learning, growing, making money, and having fun, they'll never leave. so that when I think about when we have turnover in this industry, and we do, what I think about when we have turnover in this industry is, all right, which one of those did I fail? Okay. I look at the agent's name and I say, okay, were they learning? Yeah, they were definitely learning. Okay. Were they growing professionally and personally? Yep. They were showing up. They were participating. They were taking notes. They were role playing. Were they making money? Holy crap. They made more money last year than they've ever made in their life. Were they having fun? Nope. They were working 80 hours a week. It was miserable. I can understand that. I can think of several associates over the last 10 years that checked all those boxes, learning, growing, making money, but they weren't having fun. Okay. So what can I do differently there? How can I improve? Or the opposite. All right. Somebody's making money, having tons of fun, but they're not participating in learning and growing opportunities. All right. That's a red flag. If we're not learning, growing, making money, and having fun, then we lose value as a brokerage, as an office. So anytime an agent decides to go to another company, leave the business, whatever, I look at those and ask the question, were they learning? Were they growing professionally and personally? Were they making money? Were they having fun? If I can answer yes to all those, well, then it comes down to the old adage, which I was taught, I was told by my one of my very first leadership coaches in this industry said to me, Jeff, agents come and agents go. It's part of the business. Get used to it. Never take it personal. Jeff, agents come and agents go. It's part of the business. Get used to it and never take it personal. So I think about, all right, well, they were learning, they were growing, they were making money, and they were having fun. What was it? I always resort back to that conversation I had with a coach a long time ago. Jeff, agents come and agents go. It's the business that we signed up for. It's part of the business. Get used to it. Don't take it personal. But next time, for those leaders out there that are watching this, I want you to think about, it didn't work out. Okay, number one, on the same topic, I want you to stop making excuses when they do leave, all right? Whether you fire them or they quit, all of a sudden, it's amazing to me how many agents I've coached over the years or leaders I've worked with over the years. The agent's totally fine until they decide to leave. And then next thing you know, they leave and go to another brokerage. And what do? We find all the reasons why it's okay. Oh yeah, but they were so bad for the office anyways. Oh, they were never on time. Their customer service was bad. If you're going to make those comments and those excuses once they're gone, my question would be, why do you keep them? Why do you still have them? Right? So this whole idea that, you know, once an agent goes to another company or quits the business or whatever, that, you know, while they were bad for the environment or, you know, their customer service was poor, stop doing that. All right. Brokers and owners and leaders in the business do that way too often because you justify the fact that they're gone. The reality is if you can say any of those things, then shame on you for keeping them around. Right? If you come back with, well, they were kind of bad for the environment or they never really participated, why did you keep them? Right? If you say that, then you definitely can't keep them around. So don't justify when people are actually gone why it's a good thing, because that's what tends to happen. Okay. I wrote down, going back to spending less time making it all about you and more time making it about your people. We have to understand that our job as leaders is to grow and develop our people. Okay, and not use them as a crutch for our own reputation. Think about it like this. What are you doing? And I want you to think about this question because it's something that we're looking at every day, sometimes, you know, sometimes daily, sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly. What can we do to help our agents get more PR? Think about that logic behind that. What can we do to help our agents get more PR? What is PR? Public recognition. What can we do to help our agents get more public recognition? The mistake most teams and brokers make is this. They say, what can we do to get our team more PR? What can we do to get our lead agent more PR? What can we do to get our brokerage more PR? No, you're making a mistake. The question you should be asking is, what can we do to get our people more recognition? What can we do to get our people more PR? And then in turn, you develop a reputation of creating superstars. Well, how is that? Well, because everyone believes what they see on Facebook anyways. So if somebody comes out and says, oh, this agent's the best, top 5%, top 1%, whatever, and you're behind that, oh, by the way, they work at this brokerage or they work at this team, next thing you know, you develop a reputation for developing people. People want to be affiliated with companies that develop people. So when is the last time you asked yourself, what are we doing to help our agents get more PR? And I want you to think about that question. I can tell you for us, it's been something we've been working on the last few years, and it's something that'll be part of our plan for next year as well. Okay. Now, I do want to make a comment on something, because especially for those of you that are in Michigan. All right, Jeff, your topic is spend less time making it all about you, more time making it about your people. But come on, Jeff, you have billboards everywhere. You're on TV. You're on the radio. It seems like it's all about you. Okay, there's two things going on here. Remember, we are in an industry. The real estate industry has consumers that make decisions based on who they feel comfortable with. All right. Every study under the sun says that the consumer relates better to the real estate agent than they do the company. All right. So all of our advertising is designed to show consumers that when you reach out to us, Jeff is involved. Right. Jeff is a part of the transaction, which, by the way, to a lot of degrees is truthful, whether it's marketing or driving traffic or whatever. But for somebody that would say, when I sit, make the comment, spend less time making it about you and more time making it all about your people. Well, yeah, Jeff, why do you have all these billboards? That's black and white all about you. Because consumers relate better to a person than they do a company. All right. It's why I never understood why some companies just put their company logo up there. All right. Consumers don't relate as well to a company logo or a company name as they do an individual. They're more likely to respond to an ad by an individual than by the company. So for those of you that are thinking, especially if you're in Michigan, you see our ads everywhere. Well, Jeff, explain that one to me. Explain how you're making it more about your people and less about you when all I do is see you everywhere. Okay. And by the way, there's certain things that companies and teams can do. You know, like for instance, we're putting all of our agents on sign writers now on the top of their signs. I mean, we're doing a lot more to get our agents recognition in the communities that they live and serve. So I would encourage you, when you're putting your plan together for this year, to make a list. What can I do to help my agents get more PR in the community? What can I do to help my agents stand out in the community? Make it about them and not about you. And then next thing you know, your business will grow. All right, last but certainly not least. Okay, I mentioned it in the beginning. If you haven't had a chance to, okay, behind me is a map that I drew. I know my handwriting is terrible. Okay, yep, that's the state of Florida at the bottom. I guess that might be part of Georgia. I don't know. Alabama next to that and Tennessee on top. It's totally not to scale. Okay, those are the cities. I know you can't see them, but those are the cities as part of our fall tour. So that fall tour is going to be out in just a few days or maybe a week at the most. So that's coming soon. Also, last but not least, you asked, we listened. We're doing a business planning 4-part series, November 15th to December 15th, but you have to be in the inner circle to have access to that. So make sure you go join the Glover U inner circle. It's completely free to join. Just put in your information and you're in. I'm going to do a 4-part business planning series from November 15th to December 15th as a free, totally free bonus to you. All right, but I will see you, if not next Monday, for another truth, because we're going to continue with these until I switch into the business planning. For the rest of you, let's have a great one. We'll see you.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To get started on having an unreal business, take the real estate self-assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of Glover U will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, our job as leaders is to grow and develop our people and not to use them as a crutch for your own reputation.